This question is about what your favourite citrus fruit is. So,
Josh, we've started recording. It is wildcards. We're not going to talk about what your favourite citrus fruit is. It's Christmas wildcards. We're in the Christmas spirit. I've got George Trad, Mike Kearney, Abigail Rackin, and Olivia Graham here with me to celebrate all things Christmas. But you lot are all Grinches, and you wanted to talk about Ben Doak, so I'm going to get the serious football chat out of the way. And Mike, I'll come to you for this one. Doak turned 17 last month. This is my serious football chat getting out of the way. Klopp called him a natural force. Do you think he's going to have any role to play the rest of the season?
Depends how far we go in the League Cup and who we get. And who, you know, we've got a Premier League team, is again in a surprise in the FA Cup. We always seem to get Premier League teams in these draws. But yeah, I mean, he come on in the last round, didn't he, and did really well. I don't expect to see him against City, but if we do, he's an exciting winger, isn't he? Quick. He's obviously got a bright future because he's only 17 and he's been in and around squads. He was in a Premier League squad on the bench of the week, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Injuries obviously dictating more than you'd say any form, but I mean, you can never have enough good players, and if he ends up being good enough to be in the squad, then that's only benefiting us, isn't it? I mean, he's 17, the lad's barely, so it's a long way off yet, but it's nice to know that Jürgen rates him highly enough to have him on that bench in the Premier League squad. And who knows, as I said, it all depends on if we get through against City and who's next. I think he'll be probably looking at more FA Cup games though, going further into the season, and maybe this little time away in Dubai has pushed him further up the rankings as well, because unfortunately now we haven't got Diaz, so there might be a bit more of a chance than he thought there would be himself.
Absolutely nailed the serious football chat there, really. But Mike, happy 4-year anniversary.
What?
It's 4 years since the whole Salah thing went mad, in it, and the video.
What's this?
Not familiar with it?
No.
Never seen it anywhere.
Yeah, it is mad, like 4 years. When it happening, and B, it being 4 years, and people still being bothered, like.
And you still sitting in this studio, talking about it.
I literally, it's mad. Like, I didn't think people would still get on to me.
No,
about
he's
it,
still
but
famous.
People still do.
Yeah, we went out last week, and he was like, "No pictures, please." A man was on the steps in Revolution. He was like, "Oh my God, Mike, getting pictures of him." And that Michael was like, "Can't I just have a normal life?"
You're going to be doing an interview soon, being like, "Please, I regret becoming famous."
Yeah. Absolute fake news over there. Livia throwing a phone all around the studio.
In anger.
George, we'll go back to a bit of Ben Doak chat before we play our Liverpool Secret Santa game.
Yes.
Linders was speaking in the press conference today, and he said he learns really quickly. Speed, mentality and technique, he has all three. And then he went on to basically rave about the younger players, Ben Doak, Bobby Clark, Bacatic, however you say his name. But what kind of struck me is how all these players are given a chance, and I think that's because the manager is so good at really wanting to integrate these young players, bring them up and make sure that when they do perform on the big stage, they look like they belong there already, don't they?
Yeah, and certainly in the case of Ben Doak, you can see he's got all the attributes that Klopp and Linders value in a front three player, in that he's very direct, he's rapid, he's got really good close control, he gets in behind, and you know, we've seen with the likes of Mane, we've seen with the likes of even Nunes, although that's not, he's a centre forward, but he's playing on the left. We've seen that level of directness which they value that much, and it's so exciting to see, and having, I love seeing a young player come through who plays with absolutely no fear. Like he's attacking the fullback, he's going, "Go on, mate, because I'm running at you and I'm fast and I'm young and I'm lithe and I'm going to get around you." And he was unfortunate to hit the post again in the previous game, so yeah, he's really exciting, and I think he'll get a game. I mean, I'd love to see him be thrown into the deep end tomorrow and in some kind of substitute appearance, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think it'll probably be easier to bed him in home games, which is what's been happening at the moment. But yeah, I can't wait to see more of him. And it might, with him playing on the right-hand side as well, maybe we'll get a chance, even though he never wants to give Mo Salah a bit of a rest at some point as well.
Mo Salah never wants rest.
I know.
Doesn't know the meaning of the word.
We've got the City game, which is usually a good chance to see younger players. Do you think he'll play many of them, or do you think we're going to see mostly like the more senior experienced ones that haven't been at the World Cup as much?
Yeah, I just think with tomorrow, it'll be about getting the lads out who've not been playing enough. I'm with George. I think the main thing with me with him is I would like to see him play, because I think, because we've been so restricted with injuries this season, It's nice to see him come on and be a bit of a wild card. I think I remember when we played Newcastle, it was just like
wild card in wild card.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Why's George winking at me?
I've got a twitch.
I would. Oh yeah, just Harriet's moving my mic closer to my face. I'd like to. Basically, when we played Newcastle, I remember thinking. I think I was sat with Lizzie's brother, and he was saying like, the hardest thing sometimes is the teams know exactly what team we're going to play. So bringing him out would be like, well, he's got no idea what he's going to do. But then again, there's players who didn't get loads of time in the World Cup or haven't played in ages, so I think it's going to be more of that. But these Christmas games, these one-off games, they should be a bit more mad, I think.
Yeah,
same with George. If he came on, I'd buzz off that.
All of the madness in all of Christmas. Abby, do you think he's probably one of the most likely out of the younger players that we've got and Klopp keeps starting to use at the moment that's got a long-term future at Liverpool? And also kind of second question in that, do you think he needs a bit of a loan to maybe get a bit more game time before he comes back and is a bit more of a mainstay?
I tend to get ahead of myself where I'll be like, oh my God, we've got the best player ever here. Like, why sign anyone?
Well, Linda said that. Was like, if he was a new signing and you were seeing what he was doing in training, you'd be like, oh, this is really, really exciting.
Yeah, exactly. That's it, really. I mean, he does excite me. The idea of letting him go out on a loan probably is, like, the smart thing to do, but I'd rather we had him sat there as, like, something that we can bring on. I mean, I wouldn't be starting him in loads of games and stuff like that because he's only young, but he's definitely something to be excited about. And do you know what? I actually had an idea. Let's play What Should We Get Ben Doak for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Well, that leads us nicely.
Can I just pretend I pulled out Ben Doak?
Pretend you pulled out Ben Doak. Because it's Christmas wildcards, I'm sorry, Amelia Bonner, if you're listening. She's usually very strict on these things. I'm going to let you all play as many wildcards as you want.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do a little game that didn't get very many votes. Your other options in this category were best Boxing Day game and your LFC Secret Santa. So what I've done here is I've put the names of the squads in a hat, well, in a box. And you've got a £20 limit, okay? So you're going to pick a name out of the hat and then you're going to tell me what you've got. You're going to get this person for Secret Santa, okay? So George, you can go first and then pass it around.
It's okay.
I'll take
so that. I'm not showing what I've got.
You're all going to take them out first.
Yeah, we'll all draw.
Have a moment of deliberation.
You can't have your mate this time.
Yeah. Take them off speed dial
as well.
We know
you've already bought them something, so...